still all ye enemies of Jah, Jah, and know that the Lord God the Almighty shall rule the end of your enemies. Jah, Rastafari, and it's lovely first. Oh, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. What melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. For let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth on the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, I listen last to the first, O Father, strength and redeemer, who lives and rules and reign over all living things. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God set up the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, for the rebellious dwell in dry land. O God, Rastafari, the last of Father, strength and redeemer, when thou wentest forth before thy people. When thou did march through the wilderness sea, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Shinai itself was moved at the presence of God, Rastafari, the last of first. The God of Israel. Though, O God, the Rastafari, the last of our father, strength and redeemer, did send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Though, O God, the Rastafari, the last of our father, strength and redeemer, has prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, the last of our father, strength and redeemer, gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace. And she that carried a home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the spots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty God, Rastafari, the last of our father, strength and redeemer, scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God, Rastafari, the last of our father, strength and redeemer, is as the hill of Bashan. On high hill, as the hill of Bashan, why leave ye high hills? This is the hill which God, Rastafari, the last of the first, desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord God, the Almighty, the last of Father, strength and redeemer, will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord God, the Almighty, the last of Father, strength and redeemer, is among them. As in Shinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity to be captive. Thou hast received gifts from man. Yea, for the rebellious also. That the Lord God, the Almighty, and the last of our father's strength and redeemer might dwell among them. Blessed be the Almighty God, Rastafari, and the last of our father's strength and redeemer, who did and leadeth us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God, Rastafari, and the last of our father's strength and redeemer, the Lord belongeth to the issues from death. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, shall it not to a father's strength and redeemer, shall move the head of his enemies. And here it shall, of such as one as goeth until the chest of his.
Jah, For those of you who don't have this new technology of touchtone and that thing, I think you're going to be a little bit out of it, because I don't think the rotary thing works at all. Fantastic evening here today. You know who we're celebrating? The brother Garnet Silk. One person that really resonates with a lot of us. Well, the man, some people would say, well, gone too soon. I guess he had done his job. And when your job is done, you leave. Sometimes some of us take a longer time to do our jobs, and sometimes we do take shorter time to do our job. So since we don't really fully understand the universe, I know sometimes we say things to make ourselves feel comfortable. Joining us in Jamaica in our live studio, Brother Aaron. I hope we can get a better connection now. Hi, Aaron. How are you doing?
Oh,
we're doing good. We're still having some rain, a lot of rain, but let's try and see how let's see what we can do with it. I'm not sure. I didn't hear you.
On the phone line if you wish.
Okay, let's try that. While our brother's calling, just going to be connecting through the phone line. Remember to give us a call, talk about the music, what the brother done, the music, 661-467-2407, that's 661-467-2407. And let us know what the music did for you. What is the music doing for you? Brother Garnet left us with a lot of music, a lot of things to think about. And maybe you have a special song. I hope you don't. I hope you don't have a song. A Man Is Just a Man. My fave. For Garnet Silk. Well, we're going to try and get that for you, Charmaine. And then it's Just a Man further down in the show. We're going to be playing a few songs till Brother Garnet, Aaron. Okay, here he is. Hi, Aaron. I think we have better connect now.
Yes, and love, Dr. Aaron. Yes, and love. All the Caribbean radio listeners right now. All the people who logged in, you know? Blessed and love.
Yes. Blessings,
you know? This is, you know, I've been looking forward to this. Looking forward to this moment, you know?
I mean, this is just great anticipation. And I know, I mean, like all of us, you're so much closer, I mean, to the man in the flesh, but nevertheless, every one of us here today and who is listening on the archives certainly connect with your brother. Before we really get into a lot of things, let me remind you, give us a call, 661-467-2407. And, you know, give us your story. Tell us how the music has impacted you. Tell me, Aaron, you grew up with the man that we come to love. And give us an insight that we would not normally get to see or hear of the brother.
Earlier you said gone too soon. You know, for me, you know, Garnet was just a breath of fresh air passed through to just remind the people of righteousness.
Wow. Yes, my brother. I say wow. Yes. I think we'll all agree with that. We'll all agree. Tell us a little bit of how he gets started in the music, and give us some wonderful things that you would certainly want us to know.
And it was his music, you know, the things that Garnet sang about, that was Garnet. When I know a lot of people knew the song, like Love is the Answer and things. That was Garnet. That's why his music touched people so much. Because what he do is actually put himself in his music. You know, what he's telling you is the truth. Well, Garnet is like a youth now, grew up, you know, born in Manchester, and, you know. Father, more estimates. You know, I think my father have about 46 children. Don't laugh into that, Dave.
Okay, that was not me. Ooh.
46 of us, you know, and yes, the Smith family is a big family. you know. Garnet is a music from an early age. Garnet, as a DJ, known as a DJ, you know, and that's what most people knew him as. Well, Little Bimbo, was a little youth of the music put for, like, you know, Red Stripe beer.
The beer box.
So stand on the box. Because he was so small, they used to put him on the box so that the people could see him when he was DJing, you know. So we all know from that from there. So we know that, you know, it was his first love and his first choice from a young age. This was about probably 10, 11 years old. From to play the music. So it linked with producer Kahlo. Kahlo brought him to Kingston. Put him in the studio. His first song was a song called What a Day, What a Bomb Skin, Chibi Chibom. Give me bombs, gang. Problem on the left, me say problem in the hill. I'm gonna make your problem, me go take poison pill. Born and grow, me say in Mondeville. So tell you to do something to see them brother get killed. But if you is chop, me make you know me love just deal. I'm gonna have to give you a kiss to just kill bill. You know what, chuck and chill, bend up the hill to fetch a bill of water. Chuckle down and broke it down and chicken down in half. God, he was a DJ there, as I said. That was good. That was recorded in the studio. I always prefer him as a singer from early. So whenever we go to the dance, I always ask him to sing a song for me. I always say, Garnet, you know, sing something for me. You know, he thought at the time that I did not like DJ because I always say, that's cool, man. You are the singer, I'm the DJ, you know? So he was surprised me too, and I said, listen, man. Sing a bit more than a DJ. So you have a richer than me. These are the things that we used to talk about. But he still would use like a singing, you know, because I asked him to. So on the rhythm, you know, he would drop in. I love hearing him sing Ben by Michael Jackson. Then the two of us may look no more. We both found what we've been looking for. With a friend to call my own, I'll never be alone. And you, my friend, will see you've got a friend in me. You know, and the real, you know, reggae rhythm. He would just get his spirit when he starts singing. He would just get his spirit and just start leaping all over the place. People have to get, you know, you have to clear the spot. You have to give him space when he sings. And from that young age, you know, whenever Garnet performed, my whole body would just full with with bumps, you know. My head just swelled. I should have heard the voice, just voice of an archangel. You know, so he was a grand book, he's a DJ, but I knew that he was a singer. he was fooling a lot of people. He wasn't fooling me. You know, I remember one time walking through Manchester High School, in Tony Rebel, Culture Knox, and I think it was, I don't remember his name right now, but I'll tell you when I remember. They had a rehearsal around the Carter College, and that's in Manchester, because they normally can go rehearse with tapes before they go on the sound system. Because they used to clash, you know, have a clash, because it, at that time it was dub plate and sound system. It was actually artists that comes in the dance, you know, and DJ or sing and rhythm to kill another sound when they have a sound clash. So he was singing, he used to sing a Frankie Wilmer, but he used to sing a Frankie Wilmer to me. A song that says,
"Woleho, leho, woleha, yeah. I can see King Moses and Solomon chanting down that wall of Babylon. I can see King Moses and wise men chanting down that wall of Babylon. Let no one deceive you. Let no one rearrange you."
You know, that time, I tell you, man, that was just blown away. To just hear the power of his voice, you know. Because Garnet was older than I am, but he was smaller than I. Smaller than I was. And to hear the voice that was from, you know, this little person, you know, used to just make my head just grow, you know, big. I said to him, "Listen, it's singing or sing. You're a singer, you're not a DJ. Next time, you can guess what happened next." He stopped talking to me for about a month. he was vexed, he was upset because he thought I was saying to him that he can't DJ, and everybody else rate him as a DJ.
Okay.
He feels that his brother don't rate it.
Okay. That's
true. So we had this phone for about a month, you know, and you have me up, not saying what it was, but you can see just keeping his distance because he was hurt. But again, he came to his senses too, and realized that, you know, singing was what he was supposed to do, you know, because when he sings, he connects spiritually, you know, with Almighty. It's like Almighty was, you know. You know, speaking to him when he was
speaking. And I think this is how a lot of folks feel connected with as well. You know, because they just feel the vibration. Also spiritual meditation, so to speak. And go ahead.
All right. Because you know what, when you confront Garnet and you give him all this, you know, big ups and all this, and you know, he would just say, "All praise is to the Almighty. You know, I'm just an instrument of the Almighty. You know, and he use me as he pleases. You know, and I surrender myself and give up myself to be used by the Almighty." So, straight and straight, when he goes on a stage to perform, you know, you hear him open his mouth, and you hear him enter the stage.
"Blessed be the Almighty God, ready to forgive all sins."
Don't remember wherever you try to keep the Almighty within. You know, everybody just kind of attention. Everybody just so can't move.
Celebration. I see Brother Aaron, we're having a lot of feedback here. Again, not able to connect properly. Let's try and get another couple of music out once we try and get this straight now. Okay. Come to me.
Come to me, girl, can't you see?
Yeah, you sound wonderful coming out. We could need do a little bit more volume, and we'll be perfect. All right.
Trials and errors.
Sounding good to me. That's what we're talking about. Sounding good to me. Sounding very, very good. Well, we are talking to Mr. Aaron Silk, brother of the brother who just came a little bit of fresh air, Mr. Garnick Silk, in our virtual studio, hanging on with us from Jamaica, having a little microphone or technical problem here, but I think we'll get that sorted out. Now, we were talking about some of the wonderful things, the fond memories of Garnet. Continue, because this was really fun. I was saying in the room a little bit earlier, Daddy Smith had 46 kids. And that man was really, really, really busy. I mean, absolutely busy. Do you guys ever have a family reunion at all? Okay. Give me a little bit more volume in your voice. Give me a little bit more volume.
I guess you're going to have to, one of the days,
I want to welcome my girl Jules all the way from London town. I want to welcome Miss Beverly Morgan, representing from the beautiful island of Montserrat. Charmaine, I'm not sure where you're calling from. Maybe Jamaica. Charmaine. Oh, thank you so much for joining us. Guest 4883-8617-8697. I want to thank you so much for joining with us. On the phone lines in our studio is Mr. Aaron Silk, the brother, you know, the great voice of the views. You're not being heard, okay? As I told you, your voice is very low. We have to get a little bit more volume out of you. Okay, let's see if we can pump it up a little bit more, Aaron, so we can get some audio out of you.
Okay, you hear me now?
I am hearing you. I'm not sure. Let's see. Let's do an audio check. So, I mean, continue to talk to me about, you know, growing up with Garnet.
Garnet was a family lover. Loves his family very much, you know. You can't do nothing to upset his family and he's not upset. You know, his family with his whole heart.
You're going back down low again. You have to keep that volume up because the mic is not helping you.
All right. You hear me any better now?
Yeah, just go on talk. You don't have to say that. Just go on. Just try it.
Yeah, I was saying, God is family. Really loved his family very much. You know, he would defend his whole family with his life.
Yeah, you're going back down to very low again. Let's take a phone call in 917. Good evening to you. Hello, 917.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. You're talking to Dr. M and Aaron in our virtual studio. Can you turn
okay, I'm calling. I'm calling you from Anguilla.
Anguilla. Oh, thank
mm-hmm.
you so much.
And I'm not hearing Aaron clearly. I'm hearing you very clear, but I'm not hearing Aaron at all.
Yeah, I know. His voice is really low. Turn your tape or your recording down, please.
Say that again.
Turn down your computer. You're bouncing. The sound is bouncing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, we're trying to see if we can get some voice. Okay, Aaron, are you hearing the call from Anguilla? Are you able to hear? Aaron? I think we may have lost him. I think we may have lost him. Okay, Anguilla, so tell us a little bit of what Garnet means to you.
Well, I'm a lover of reggae music.
Uh-huh. And
his songs are very inspiring, and I love his voice.
Ah.
And I'm loving Aaron's voice now.
I mean, isn't his sound, I don't want to make a comparison, but I think he has an absolutely wonderful voice, Aaron.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I found him on Facebook. I saw him on Facebook, and I started to question him, you know, to find out if he was Garnet's brother and so on. And I have a song that from him that I love, and I just have it as my ringtone, and everybody that hears it loves it.
What song is that?
Sorry?
What song is that?
Hello?
Yeah, what the song is? What is the song?
I'm not hearing you clearly, no.
If you turn down some of your gadget, then you'll be able to hear me, because if you keep things on in the background of the show, it's going to be very duplicating. The sound is going to... We have such connection this evening. That is a fan calling out of Anguilla. Bless up yourself, Anguilla, in the house tonight. And, of course, as I was saying, all my great, great friends out there, Miss Beverly from Montserrat in the house as well. All of you guests joining us, all of you guests out over on Ustream, thank you so much for joining us. And those of you who are on the Big F Book, I know you may not be hearing clearly, but I'm trying my best to see if I can get the sound together. We have a six-hour marathon, so make sure that you get some water. My water is kind of out here right now. My voice is just really just beating up on me right now, but we'll try to do our best. We go until 2 a.m. tonight. Want to big up my sister Jules in London. And thank you for your contribution in reaching out to that young man in Jarrett Lane there. We had a little emergency collection. We want to still need a couple hundred dollars left to collect. Mr. Ruler Brown in Jamaica, doing his Eero thing with the student there. Also, if there's a student in Anguilla who would like to get into the scholarship program, we're giving away 50 scholarship to anyone in the Caribbean. So make sure you go to PALAS.org and download the form and get your application in to us. Let's try and go back to Anguilla and see how we make out this time. Hi, Anguilla, how you doing?
I'm fine. I guess it's all dropped. We lost each other.
Yeah, well, thank God we can find each other back.
I was asking you,
what was that song that you liked so much of, the ringtone you have?
Oh, it's Family Table.
Oh, yes.
And it's a very good one.
Yes, that good.
You know that same song that is
on my phone
too.
Oh! There is Heron talking to you, Anguilla.
Sorry?
Aaron just spoke with you. Say he has the same ringtone.
Oh, okay. Oh, he knows that I love it because I asked him to email it to me so that I can put it on my phone.
Oh, nicely.
Yes, I remember.
All right, listen. Hey, Anguilla, what's your name?
My name is Sharon.
All right, listen. I'm gonna give you a little gift. You think you want a little gift?
Of course. Who doesn't like gifts?
Okay, especially.
Breaking down the system, which making us big down. Our society, yeah. I've got to put food on my family table. As long as Jamaica is willing and able, I've got to be strong, cause I am the man. Yes, I am. Can't let the system get tied down. I've got to push myself from off of the ground. I've got to be strong, cause I am the man. Yes, I am. Be free like the bird in the tree. Can't you see? Though sometimes the struggle's so hard, nothing in a bank to carry home my yard. Still I'm a working hard, now look for me so proud.
Like the bird in the tree. Can't you see?
All right. Now, Tony, did you like that one? I think we lost you a little bit there. Oh, boy. We're having a little feedback thing, but we tried to get as much as possible here. I hope we are really having some feedback problem here. I am not sure why. Again, hey, we call... Hey, Aaron, are you on now?
Yes, I'm on, Dr. Aaron.
Okay.
Can you hear me clear enough?
Yeah, we're hearing you, but you're still a distance. But we I don't know how, what about the
<You're> photographer? Still trying to figure it out. You know,
yeah,
it shows you that.
Okay. Now, I know that Garnet's wife and children are supposed to be joining us. From Jamaica, so we are anticipating that she and the kids will come on in a little while. They'll be joining us via the telephone, so just holding on for them for a little while. This is a marathon, you know. We're talking about 6 hours here today. 6 hours. We are going to be doing this until 2 a.m. hours, if my voice will keep up, because it seems it's just going. So Sister Lovey is going to be joining us. That's Garnet's wife, and we will have some of the children as well joining us. In a few. Those of you who would like to call us, give us a call. Tell us how Garnet's music has impacted your life. 661-467-2407. I remember when I first put this show out, that we were going to have the show last week, there was one young lady who had put in the show the comment, I have a song of, well, honestly, I can't remember exactly which is the song right now, but she says, I mean, I am playing this song right now as I'm looking at this ad going up, you know. So I'm sure that, you know, you yourself, those are the fans who are out there in WW, or those of you who are listening on FBook, those of you who are listening on Ustream, let me hear from you. Let us hear from you. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. We just heard from Sharon from Anguilla. Just call us just now. The connection is not holding up too well, but by the time we get on the second show, I hope everything will settle down a bit. Okay? 661-467-2407. Aaron, tell us a little bit more. How did Garnet think his music was impacting his fans?
Well, Garnet is Garnet the youth, well, would always say him leave all things up to the Almighty, you know, to decide, you know, he do what he commands in his heart to do and leave all things up to the Almighty. So, but he knew that the words and the songs, and he knew that, you know, was reaching the mass of people, because we found him bigger whenever he touches it. And the fact of his song was going to come over and see. That was a plus. Because most of Garnet's song went to the number one.
You're going in and out real badly. I cannot figure what is the problem at all. You're listening to Caribbean Radio Show. It's Dr. Av with you this evening, trying to make a proper connection, getting to do a little bit of talking here and there until we are able to try and get through the connection as well. You know, sometimes this is what it is, you know. Sometimes it's perfect. Sometimes it's not so perfect. But we got to roll with the punches. That's exactly what we have to do, roll with the punches. Give us a call, 661-467-2407. I hope I'm coming through to you as well. 661-467-2407. Let's take a call. Hello, good evening, Jamaica. I know you're calling from Jamaica. Good evening to you.
You know it's the air in that air. I know you weren't hearing me proper Skype, so I decided to call you on the phone.
All right, we had another call coming in from Jamaica. Let me make sure we get this call. 876, good evening to you. Welcome to the Garnet Silk Celebration. Good evening to you.
Hi, good night.
Good night. Is this Sister Lovey?
Yes, it is.
Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for joining in with us in this celebration and sharing your wonderful love of your life with us in music and in spirit. Thank you so much.
Always happy to do so. I'm always happy to do so.
Wow. Now, for folks listening in, this is Sister Lovey joining in a virtual studio here from Jamaica. And if you'd like to call in to give her a little chat, please do so, 661-467-2407. Now, Lovey, tell me, how did you meet Garnet? I mean, without,
Actually, we were neighbors living across from each other.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the first time I met him. We were actually living across the street from each other.
So what drew you to this mega spirit? What drew you to him?
Pardon me?
What drew you to him?
I guess it was just that realness, because he was a real person. Very real person. I've never met anyone else like him, and I think that was what really, you know, had me gravitated to him, in a sense. Yeah, that was it. He was real, and it just keeps on from there.
Wow. we want to hear some more.
This was a long, long time ago.
This was a long time ago, my dear.
Mm?
So you tell me you forget the little.
No, man, I'm just telling you how long ago it was. No, man, you can't forget. When a wonderful spirit like that passes through your life, you never forget.
Wow.
He was a very wonderful person.
Wow.
I would agree with the world, because a lot of people have him as being an angel, and I would agree with them.
Wow.
I really do agree with that, because I've never met anyone like him. And for all the people out there who never met him, you missed out on a wonderful person.
Wow. But you know what?
Yeah.
I think, you know, like a lot of people say, when I hear, we just had a caller from Anguilla. Just call us in to tell us, you know, the vibration that she feels with the music and this young man. This is, you know, his spirit just touched everyone
in a special
way.
Everybody.
Tell us a little bit of something that, you know, that you can tell us that maybe the average person would not know about him.
Garnet, as I said before, he was real. The person that you hear on record, there's not very much that I can say that is different. The person that you hear on record, that was the life he lived. Garnet was very honest, very spiritual, a very great father, a great husband. So there's very little. The only thing maybe because people might see him on the stage or maybe in the streets at the studio and so on, they would know that he's a very humorous person also. He loves, you know, to give jokes. And he was just a happy person, a happy individual, and it's reflected in his music.
Wow.
But that was how real he was. What you see was what you got.
Wow. Was his dream to be a musician? What was it ever his dream?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Wow. I was saying, just listening to Aaron, when I always listen to him talk about, I always listen to that sweet smile in his whatever when he's talking about him, you know.
Like, yes, you could just imagine what his face is like. That's so true.
Yes.
That is so
absolutely
true. Yeah.
Absolutely. I want to play a big song from him, Commitment. Where we come back, we continue to chat with you, Lovey. Thank you so much for joining us, my darling.
You are most welcome. I'm happy to do this.
Baby, I'm so confused, don't know what to do. Baby, have I told you things wouldn't be so easy? I have a family and they're depending on me. I know you wish there was no one else. You don't have to tell me you want me for yourself, but
Devil play on this one. Big one. Devil play, Mr.
Baby, I'm so confused, don't know what to do. Baby, have I told you things wouldn't be so easy? I have a family and they're depending on me. I know you wish there was no one else. You don't have to tell me you want me for yourself, but commitments have got a hold on me.
big, big song from Mr. Garnet Silk, Commitment. We are on the phone with his wonderful wife, Lovey, joining us in our virtual studio. And we got something ringing there in the background. Not too sure what it is. Hey, Lovey, well, I'm afraid to ask, but I'm still going to ask just in case I get lucky and have your favorite song of on the turntable. What is your favorite song and why?
Like a Mother to Me. There's so many, actually. Every song that Garnet sings is a favorite of mine.
I heard somebody say that too.
Go ahead.
I heard somebody say that. I did a show with him with his music some time ago. Somebody says, what's your favorite song? And they said, every song Garnet Silk.
Everyone.
Sings.
And I can relate to that. I myself can relate to that because he just did the most wonderful music. And every single one of them is a song that you can relate to, you can love. It's free to love that song because it's such a good song.
Like
a Mother.
Yes.
Like a Mother is a very, very beautiful song. And I really like it.
Did he, can I ask if he wrote any song specifically for you in mind?
Pardon me?
Did he write any song specifically for you, you think?
too weird. Nothing can divide us, being one of them.
Oh, really?
But I'll leave you to figure out the rest.
I was looking at a lot of ew. Okay. Oh, boy, you're gonna make me have to think. No, I don't have to think too hard.
A few of them, as I said.
I know that, you know, he's left for a little while now, and I know when you have somebody so precious, it's kind of very difficult to say if you ever get used to them going away. I mean, but how has it been with you and the kids?
It's been very hard. It's reflected very, how would I put it, in a sense, negatively on the kids. They're fine. They're not bad kids. I don't have a problem where, you know, people have teenage kids and they have to be running them down to find where they are and so on. But it reflects on them in some sense, in a negative way where, you know, they would probably. My kids, they are not like, they don't want to go out and interact on a normal day-to-day basis. They would just sit inside because they have a little studio at home and that's where you'll find them. And I know, you know, it has a lot to do with the fact of them losing their father. It hasn't been good. It hasn't been good for any of us. I know it's been a couple of years, but it has not been good. It's something that you think about every day. It's like it happened yesterday. It has been a while now, and it don't seem like a while. It seems as if it was yesterday that all of this took place. Because, as I said, he was such an important part of our lives. So still is. But, you know, he was such an important person to us that losing him has left a void out of us.
And it's
something that gets better to deal with as time progresses. It gets better to deal with, but you'd never, ever forget about
it. I hear you, my sister. I'm going to try and make sure I get your music, but when I take one of my favorites, Good, let's take a listen. You're listening to Lovey, you know, the wonderful wife of Mr. Garnet Silk here in our studio. You can give us a call, 661-467-2407, and give our chat up. Also, we have our brother Aaron Silk in the house as well, I guess, chatting over there in the chat room here on BTR.
And the children are here also.
All right, we're gonna play one song and we're gonna talk to the little precious ones. Of course, they are big ones now. Of course, they would say, "What this
they're,
lady
yeah, they're big, but they're still precious."
How are is really a tough one. All right, we come back in a little bit and talk off with the kids.
Okay, no problem.
Baby, I would lie.
Starting over now because I recently got a divorce. What do you think I should look for in a man? Because, listen, you had the best night. Come on, we know you and I know. This is your name.
Right? How are you doing, first of all?
Girl, I'm doing good. You know, we haven't seen each other from Auntie died and all of that stuff, and I was in New York. And
I know,
so
right?
Yes.
It's been a while, for real.
Yes.
Girl, honestly, somebody, if that guy comes and he's honest, just go for it. Honestly, somebody who you can relate
right.
to, somebody who you can sit down and have a good conversation with.
Well, all right, this is my problem.
You understand?
Though. I feel like a man is going to love me for what he sees, because right now I'm back in university getting my doctorate, right? And I think a lot of men
hold on a little bit. Don't go so fast when you're talking about getting a doctorate. You have to breathe that a little bit, man. Come on. Let's just you have to go that slowly for me again. Come on, back up a little bit and go slow.
Yes. All right. I'm in continuing education right now. I'm working on my doctorate in nursing because I'm currently a registered nurse.
Yes.
And I feel like sometimes when men see that, I feel like I have a target on my head because every man that sees me wants to get married.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
I feel like I'm walking with a bullseye on the back of my head.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, the thing is, you have to just keep your eyes open because a lot of them come
right.
and they come with just, they're not
real.
That's the thing. You need to just try and, you have to pray about it, first of all, because then you can't just look at somebody and say, this person is real, I'm going to try. You have to pray about
right.
it. You have to make sure that you're making the right choice. And
right.
if you can sit
right.
down and have a good conversation with this try, if you can sit down and have a good conversation with someone and this person is honest, I mean,
right.
you can give it a try, because these days, what I find that most men, the problem that most men face is that they're not honest.
Yes, that's my problem.
And to me, if a girl likes you, she's going to stick with you if you just tell her the truth.
You understand what I mean?
You understand what
I'm talking about. I did not hear that.
What
are
you? Yeah, what are you?
We have a problem with our men coming and they lie. Sorry. Hi, Uncle Fly.
Hello.
I love you dearly. But it is true.
We love you, baby.
They lie.
Right.
They lie too much.
Lie
you know what I mean?
Much.
You don't have to lie to someone if they like you. If you come clean, they'll understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. Yeah, but, I just feel like I have a boyfriend.
So you have to look for that first of all, and then you have to explain to this person what you're looking for, what you're hoping for in that relationship.
Right.
And hope
yeah.
that, you can see eye to eye. You have to lay it out on the table, first of all. If you don't spread it out there, then you're going to get into problems.
Yes.
Spread it out and hope that he'll understand where you're coming from and where you want to go, and likewise you know?
All right, sister. All right. Take care. All right, thank you so much.
I hope to see you soon.
Yes, I hope so, too, because I'm thinking about coming to Jamaica soon.
Me too. I'm coming up in a couple of weeks, so definitely we need to link up.
Well, link us and link me.
No problem, darling. Take care, Charmaine. Yeah, man.
All right,
yeah,
take
man.
Care, baby. Bye bye.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I think good spirit attract good spirit, and I think it's because
exactly,
you had a good
too.
Spirit. So if a good spirit is here and from a woman and a good spirit is here from a man, then nothing can happen.
Yeah.
I just want to
That's true.
You could have searched in big, but from a spirit, right?
Mm-mm.
Go with it.
Hello, I think I'm losing it. Hello?
We're still on.
Oh, okay. For a minute, I thought I lost it there.
No, lovey, you become a matchmaker. I like that.
I wouldn't put it like that. Oh, dear. But then, hey, if you can help somebody in this world that we're living in and all, that all that's happening, as you hear her say, if you can help somebody, that would be really good, find that true happiness.
True. Let's take another call here. 954, good evening to you. 954.
Blessed love.
Oh, my goodness. This is my favorite artist.
Bless up, Aaron. Bless up, Dr. F. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Within Miami, I pump beer, going into the music all day, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Aaron, good though. The connection sound like, you know.
Yeah, we'll be trying to get
Aaron. I think his connection is kind of distorted.
Yes, it's very distorted.
Yeah, man, I just want to say big up Garnet and big up Aaron and big up the whole Silk family and Adine and you don't know. The whole thing said Rastafari and all positive conscious artists. Yeah, man, and give thanks to Caribbean
Charlie.
Radio Show, you know?
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. You're the big man. So tell us a little bit. I mean, you're in Florida now doing a big show. Tell us a little bit about it and maybe how we can, you know, those people in Florida can connect up with you.
Well, you know, I've been in Florida and I did the University of Miami yesterday, and I was in West Palm Beach the week before that, and I've been in Texas on May 5, you know, and New Orleans and things like that. I went to Nashville and things, so, you know, for the conscious Rasta youth, them now traveling and spreading the message far and wide, and, you know, man like here and there, I show away as younger youth how to deal with the thing officially, you know. Yeah, man, that's positivity, Dr. Evan, and reggae music. A lot of reggae music here in the States, and, you know.
Absolutely. You remember, Aaron, we have the project, you know, we want some recipe out to you, you know, we want that book. So I hope you're still working on getting that thing together.
Definitely.
Hey, it's a good cook. That's, you know, Aaron is a good, that's a good cookie I'm out there on Alex, you know.
Why, you know, I say, I'll know Aaron will have no spice, make with sample it still, Dr. Evan. I forgot to answer something with you all. But I'm sure, like, every Rasta supposed to catch chef and Aaron a die-hearted Rasta, so. You know, our live art, the rest of the man is supposed to can learn some might tell us spice, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Alex Marley.
Yes, so brother.
Alex Marley.
Yes, so brother.
They tell us they have to, you gotta be able to tell them that you were coming to check me, you know.
True.
You know, cook some nice stuff, you know. What that is.
I know, we miss it. We miss it, my brother.
I'm going to get some spice.
I'm going to get some spice. We are Africans, we are Rastafarians, and we are. One of the people that check out that tune there, especially. I'm one of my favorite here and still doing that. Yeah, man.
Hey, my brother. Rastafari,
my brother.
Alex Marley. Yeah, man.
Bless
up, King. Give time to pass it, you know, and give it a strength. And, you know,
yeah, man.
Yeah, man. The free God, silk. Celebration going on, but yeah. Second of April will be. I'll give you Garnet's father born the first of April, Garnet born the second, and little Garnet that will be coming on. The third of April. And
sure.
Year after his father.
True.
So it's a high liberation.
You know.
Yeah, man, it's a connection opportunity.
See,
oh my Lord.
Garnet father bond it, garnet father bond it, the first, garnet bond the second, and little garnet come bond the third.
See, that's seal.
Yes, man.
So the way that you keep our heart strong that area. Yeah.
We had planned to, but it did not manifest. So we're still in the planning, because we want something to happen this year. Don't really mean April, but we still want something to happen this year. So we're still at it. I love in discussion about it. So yeah.
Yeah, because right now we want when Garnet's birthday, we want Jamaica treat it just like it was Bob Marley's birthday, you know. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Full celebration. We want to blimp in the sky with Garnet name on it, you know.
Rastafari.
True. Yes, I. Every radio station, the street Garnet on the day there. Right around
yeah,
the whole world.
Them strength, man. Right around the world, man. Play
right
some Garnet.
Around the globe.
All the radio stations, yeah.
Gonna teach you so much, my lad. Where even I and I as musicians, just musically, if it wasn't for man like Garnet and Cousin Bob, and it would hard to me be the musician I am. You know, without the man them come if them never travel the world and send the music out there, then youth like me could come and have a career or have nothing to do. So we have to give and preserve the history.
Yeah.
The man them will lay a foundation for I and I, you know? Yeah, man.
Sure.
Yeah, man, that's a real big one. So, Garnet Earthstrong, April the 1st.
Second.
The second.
Yes.
Alright.
Garnet.
Lucky, man. Garnet is the first.
The second.
And the youth is the third.
And Nicky Garnet is the third.
Garnet is the third.
Trinity.
See there. So when Garnet's first album will come out, that's the people that want to know right now, you know. Because I have so much singer out there.
I
use Garnet's voice and I sing with Garnet's voice. So we want. Eh?
Sister love you. She's up on the line, you know.
Sister.
I know why you're here.
Bless it.
Yes, yes. Hello?
Give thanks.
Yes,
give thanks.
Yes,
give thanks.
I'm here. Yes, how are you doing?
It's a pleasure to meet you, you know?
Yes, same here.
So when we can look forward to hear the Garnet first album?
Well, we're actually working on it right now. That's what
nice.
I was asking Aaron. There's a track that she should play tonight. Aaron, did you get to give her the track?
Yes, I sent it to doctor.
Huh?
Yes, I sent it. I sent it to doctor.
Okay, yeah, man. They have a track out now with Black Judah. I don't know if you remember Sugar Black, who used to sing with Tony Rebel.
See.
They just did a track together. Yeah. All three of them on it. The eldest son. Little Garnet and Sugar Black, and it's a very nice track. And you know, we're in the studio now working on something, and it's going to be a little bit of a surprise, but it's something that you want to hear. Like you expressed to Aaron a while ago when it's his first album coming out, you're going to love that album when it gets on stream.
So is that track on YouTube right now?
The track that I'm talking to you about with Sugar Black,
the first one that was recorded with Big Garnet and Young Garnet.
No, man, it's not.
You'll see it on Facebook.
Okay. There's
two boys, right? So they're both on the track.
Okay.
Right.
So, can we listen it anywhere on the internet?
It's supposed to be, because it was released, it's supposed to be on iTunes. And I'm not sure if it's up on YouTube yet. But what I can do is, if you want to get a copy of it personally, I can send it to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, man. Send it to me at alexmarleymusic@gmail.com.
Hold on, let me make a line. Just take it down. Where's your take on this email address for this gentleman? Go ahead, tell me again.
Alex Marley Music.
Alex. A-L-E-X.
Marley Music. A-L-E-X.
Marley, M-A-R.
M-A-R-L-E-Y. M-U-S-I-C.
AlexMarleyMusic@gmail.com. At gmail.com.
Yeah, man.
All right, I'm going to send you a copy of it. Because I'm not sure in terms of, like, how the space, the internet space is with it as yet, because it just got released. Actually, they just premiered the video on Hype TV about 10 minutes ago.
Nice.
A video for that track as well.
Nice.
So, yeah, man, something, it's going to be something for you that's going to be pleasing to you as a fan of Garnet and somebody who wants to embrace a child of Garnet.
Definitely.
You're going to be loving that album when it gets
most
out.
Most definitely. And the world will love it as well, you know?
Yeah, man, I know.
Yeah,
definitely. Because that's what, as you said, that is what they're waiting on. They want to hear somebody direct from Garnet. They want to hear at one of the, you know, one of the children coming up doing what Garnet was doing, you know, taking up what Aaron and him, you know, have been doing for a minute, you know, so I understand.
Yeah, because
so he's here, he's going
to
be joining.
To be
yes, man. And so far, you know,
True.
Aaron has been doing a very good job. So, you know, we'll have to give thanks for that, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he never goes on a stage show and come out without singing a Garnet song.
True. Naturally.
Yeah.
Well, them grow together and I sing together and play together. And so, you know.
Exactly.
I never
hear
anybody.
Of history with Garnet, you know. That's his blood brother. He have a lot of history with Garnet.
True.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And it's when you reason with Aaron, it's the same kind of vibes like when you're hearing Garnet
yes,
music.
That is
you're
so true.
It's
the whole blood strong.
You did the reasoning, and yeah, man.
Yeah, man,
naturally, man. Yes, I'm not going to hold it up too long. Dr. Ev, Aaron, blessed
I want
Empress,
you to
meet you.
Yes, man, and same
yeah, man.
Here, and I want you to keep listening because she's going to play the track in a minute, so...
Ah, nice. Yeah, man, I'm tuning in. I'm tuning in on all my fans on Facebook and Twitter, everything. Tuning in.
Okay, we're nice.
There upon it. One love. Blessed love.
All right, you take care.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Molly.
Yes, my brother.
Rastafari. Yeah. Live.
Rastafari.
Yeah.
Blessed love.
Bless up. Give thanks.
All right. The brother there, one of the coolest brothers in the business. My very favorite artist. Aaron, you have to look out because Mr. Alex is just a cool guy. Don't get too jealous. Don't get too jealous. All right, let's take another call. 704, good evening to you. You're on the phone with Lovey and Aaron and Dr. Everett. 704, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, welcome. Who's this?
Thank you. This is Rafan from Michigan now in Brooklyn.
Can you turn down your sound a little bit so we can hear you a little bit better, darling?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, we can hear you a little better. Go ahead, lovey.
Okay, this is Rafan.
Hi, Laverne.
Yes,
hello,
my dear.
I'm
hearing. Go
again.
Yes, Laverne. This is
Laverne,
lovey.
Hi, Laverne.
How are you doing,
girl?
I love
you so much. Hi, Laverne. Long time to see you.
I know. Me too. I've been listening to the show, and trust me, I couldn't resist. I had to call in and say, yo.
I know, right? I know.
Empress. I really want to
thank you so much, my friend.
Honestly, we go back a long time. We go way back.
Really long way.
Thank
you so much, sweetie. Thank you so much. That is my friend.
I'm in Brooklyn, though.
Oh, you're in Brooklyn? Okay, so I might see you soon because I'm going to hit that side soon.
Make sure you link.
Thank you.
And, you know, I just really want to say that it's really cool the way you held the family together. I'm proud to see that, you know, some of the kids are doing, the kids are doing great things. Really,
yes,
doing
thank
good
you
things.
So much.
Really
thank you very much,
darling. At least,
yes.
If I have another musician joining the Smith Crew. Really proud of you.
That's
that.
True. Yes, thank you so much, darling.
You know my love for Aaron goes all the way, my right, darling?
And I'm not hearing you, Aaron. Lafren is talking to you.
He knows
I'm hearing, you know. Oh, my God. It's so nice hearing from you, though, girl. Man, tell you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Of it. You know, I was just saying that with the three birthdays, one the first, one the second, one the third. That's hard way.
I'm telling you, trust me, I am telling you.
And I hope
for
the celebration,
real.
I hope the celebration comes through, because I know it's going to be big. If it happens, I know it's going to be big.
Yeah,
and it's really needed.
Yes, it is. Yeah. We're working
right,
on it, man.
So.
We're not going to stop until we bring it back on stream.
All right, my sister.
Let's all right, darling. Love you.
Love
her. Take
you.
Care.
Love you.
All right, baby.
All right. Okay, cool.
All right. You're talking to the sisters, and wow, this is so sweet. I mean, a lot of love you, Delvy. All of them people there who you don't get connected with a long time.
I know. I haven't spoken to her in a minute. And Charmaine as well. I haven't spoken to her either. In a minute. Yeah.
Good. That is so wonderful. Bring on the youth men, that you know, Mr. Aaron, may you going to have some things, you know, because you're making me work forever here. You didn't label the system properly. And the track one, track two is kind of getting me crazy because I cannot find them. So I have to go back again and start this process over. Anyway, we have a lot of time. We can get this done. So I just want to take a little bit. Let me just get a little bit of, just play one big music, and then we entertain the kids a little bit. Let's go to Kingly Character, one of a big fave here. We come right back.
Look to the east of the coming of a black king. Behold! Behold! Christ in his kingly character. 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 One low brother man say Rasta. Who goes? It must be Jaja. Thank goodness I don't have to wonder. I know who he is forever. Christ in his kingly character. 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 His foundation is in the holy mountains. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of the Almighty. He's a living legend of this Iowa. Conquering lion of a tribe of Judah. Christ in his kingly character. 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 Many know the truth and hide it. Many feeling the vibes and try to avoid it. But the truth must be revealed. And I know my God is real. Christ in his kingly character. 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 Behold, the King of all kings is Christ in his kingly character. 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 One low brother man say Rasta. Who goes? It must be Chacha. Thank goodness I don't have to wonder. I know he is forever. Christ in his kingly character. 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 Help me look to the east. Help me see the King coming. Help me see the King coming. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Christ in his kingly character. Christ in his kingly character. Christ in his kingly character. Christ in his kingly character.
All right, one big, big, big one from our brother. Aaron there. No, 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 no. Don't get them mixed up. That is that is the kingly spirit himself. There for you. Mr. Garnet Silk. Aaron, you're giving me a lot of problems. You're giving me a lot of problems. I love you still there. Let's get one of these. Introduce the big, big men, the big, big men that you have around there for us. I love you. You there? Oh, I think your mic is closed.
Yes, I am.
Sorry. You know, it would help if I open your mic up a little bit.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to put Janet Luna on for you to talk to him.
Okay, great.
Do you have the truck, right?
We're trying to pull it up as we speak.
Okay.
You're giving
okay.
me a little problem here to get it, but we will get it. Okay, whenever time you're ready.
Okay, hold on just a second, hold on.
All right, we're going to be talking to the king man or the prince now.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Junior. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. Welcome to Caribbean Radio Show and all the hundreds and hundreds of people who are listening to you out there in the big world of WW. You hear them applauding?
Thanks for having
you?
Me. Pardon?
Well, I say you hear all the applause out there in the universe? Oh, my goodness. That's so wonderful, wonderful. Now, you know, well, I'm going to talk big, big stuff to you now. You know, you have dad's name, so it's a whole lot of responsibility that comes with that name. You know that?
Yeah.
Yes, well, I know how that can be sometimes, you know, but... you have guiding spirit in, you know, to make sure that, you know, you walk the straight and narrow and thing.
Yep.
My voice is kind of going. So tell me some of your favorite things that you remember about your dad.
Well, I didn't get a chance to really know him because I was very young. My mom was pregnant with me when he died. So I didn't get to know him very well.
Oh, okay. You say you didn't get to know him very well. you knew him, but not at all. I like that. That is not a Freudian slip at all. That is true there. So, I mean, you've come, I mean, probably never got to visit with him and played with him and see his smile and all of that. But, I mean,
right.
The whole world kind of gave you an idea of what this your father was. How do you feel about it? And now, never got a chance to physically touch him as such, but now you have the big, big, big task, or if I may say task, to really keep his name and what he stood for alive. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's a good thing, but kind of stressful, you know. People are expecting you have high expectations of me, so, you know, you have a lot to do, so. It's just,
but you have high expectations of yourself, too, so
that's right.
So tell me, you know, when you hear folks talk about your dad, like, you know, in the way we do revere your dad, how does that make you feel?
Well, you know, I grew up hearing these things, so it's nothing new to me. But it's good to hear people showing me respect because of my dad. So.
Wow! I love that. And I know we're trying to get your tracks together and all that. I know you are doing some great things with the music. We are expecting some great things with the music from you already. So tell me, have you started writing some material? Tell me exactly what you're doing.
Right now, I'm at the end of my school year, so I have not much time to write, so, you know, I'm just practicing my vocals and stuff. I wrote two songs, but I did one recording.
Oh, one recording so far.
Right.
So give us a little acapella now. Give us a little something.
Okay,
now.
Sure.
Yeah, hold off on me them kind of with it. Sure.
You see the wrong they complain. Even if you call the father's name, it's the same what they want us to do. Don't you know this is nothing new? Why don't they do what they want? Let me do my thing. They should be thankful. Your light's around, but I keep shining.
My goodness, it's like say you don't even want an instrument in your voice.
Well, I'm a little nervous, so if you want a replay, I can give you one.
Yeah, then I mean, of course, you gotta have to give me a little bit more, and give me. You have such. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. You have such. A beautiful, there is a music in your voice, like a real instrument. I'm serious.
Thank you. Wow.
My goodness, good. So, I mean, tell us what you're doing in school. What are you doing in school?
I'm doing 7 subjects and. I'm about to do this huge exam, so that's what I'm preparing for now.
Wow. Well, I won't
and
say
that will
good
be the
luck.
End of it.
And that's cool for a while.
Right.
So, I mean, what are you planning to do? Are you just going to devote yourself to music, or are you going to get an additional career as well?
I think I'm going to do music. I'm sure I'm going to do music. I'm going to be full-time, but also I want to do entrepreneurship, so that's what I'm planning for.
So you set up in your own studio and produce? Are you thinking, like, producing in terms of your business or something outside of music?
Producing always it comes naturally, I guess, when you're in the musical surroundings, you know, you're going to gravitate to certain things, you're going to want to learn certain things, so I think producing will come naturally and, you know, those types of things.
Okay. So you're seeing, are you finding any new vocals at school? Because normally that's where you start, your friends around, and they start to do their little thing, and you spot them. Are you seeing any talent there that you could produce?
Yeah, there are many talents at my school. It's like the whole school is just one big, you know?
Wow. Love it. So I'm working on here as I'm trying to talk to you at the same time to get your rhythm up, and hopefully I'll be able to do that in a little while so we can take a listen and say. So is this a rhythm or there is vocals on it as well? And how, you know, what was the idea behind this particular rhythm here? Is this just a track or it has vocals on them?
If it's just a track or if it has vocals on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a complete track.
Oh, okay. Okay, we're going to try and see what we can do here in a little bit. So if you continue to hang on and we're going to get to the studio. Oh, let me get back in here. 876, good evening. You're on the mic.
Hello.
Yes, good evening to you. You're on the mic.
How are you doing, Dr. Aaron? This is Aaron Silk.
I keep
popping in and out. Let me tell you something about Garnet, Lady Garnet here.
Okay.
I remember we were sitting in Tavistock, Jacksonville. We were sitting under the tree with Garnet talking about, you know, how marvelous the Almighty is. And I remember him saying that, he said something like, you know that Jack can move. You know, so Jack, I'm moving from Russia right now. I'm a barn forward out of loving womb.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you this. Garnet Jr. born the 3rd of April, a day after his birthday. And Lovey was a tribute to Garnet herself. When she left the hotel, when she left the show and went to give birth to him.
Go ahead.
You heard me, Dr.
When she left the hotel, that's all we heard.
She left the show. She was a tribute to Garnet, and she left the show, went to the hospital and gave birth to Garnet Jr.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Isn't that marvelous?
Wow. Are you serious?
So I have my eyes fixed on him, you know.
Wow.
I have my eyes fixed on him. As Garnet said, he said, Jack can move me from here, so right now, and I can bond forward out of love you. And I never forget that, those words.
Wow.
The day that he was born, you know, it just weighs on my meds, you know. I'm having an eye for him. So he's gonna be a real great man. He's gonna be a great youth.
Little G, you hear that?
Hold on. Yes, hello.
Yeah, I said, Little G, did you hear that? You didn't hear what Uncle Aaron said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big thing he expected of the big thing he's expected of.
Yeah, man, he's gonna be big, man. He has all the blessings stored up inside of him to unleash, you know. It's all gonna just come out one day. Boom, boom. Hit the world. I'm telling you.
Wow.
I have my eyes fixed on him because I know that he just has something great to offer.
Wow. Blessings. Blessings coming out of Chile here as well. Boy, tonight I don't know how I'm surviving tonight. Out of Chile, Irish band, blessing of the place. Thank you, Gino. In a chilly still, thank you so much. We are trying to get your little thing up here, and we will do that in a little bit. Let us take another big song, Love Me Baby, and we're going to come right back to you. Stay there. Don't go anywhere. Bless up yourself. Give us a call, 661-467-2407. The entire Silk family is here. Bless up yourself. Bless up yourself. Trying to get track up for the big man in the house. He ain't no little Garnet anymore. He's the big man in the house with some big, powerful sounds. Strings is what I'm calling. Big vocals. Big ones. We are still trying to ease up, so we're going to be bringing it to you in a short while. 561, good evening. You're on the mic with Little G and Lovey and Doug Al.
Hi, this is Janice calling from Miami. Well, actually from Boca Raton, Florida.
Hi, Dennis. How you doing?
And I wanted to say greetings and bless up Aaron. Aaron's a friend of mine, and Edine, and to all of you, and Lovey. I have always been a... Right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I have always been a longtime fan of Garnet. So I'm listening to the radio now, live, to the live.
Yeah, I don't have your radio on, so you're getting me back. If you turn down.
I'm sorry, what?
If you turn your computer down a little bit, you won't get feedback.
Okay. Maybe
right.
I should try to come back because the connection's bad.
Okay, we can hear. We can hear you. Oh, she just dropped. That was Janice in Rocker Baton. Whatever this is. I don't know. She'll probably call back in a little bit.
deny it. I am there. Yes, I've got to show it. I am there. I know I just can't hide it. You regard yourself as animals over predecessors and syllables. Yes, you say we came from the hay, but we know the truth. But so you are late. We know where we are going, and we know where we're from.
Yes, yes, the man said Mavex, big time. Mavex, and he said, are we there? Are you there? Are you with us?
Hello?
Yes, are you there with us again?
I'm not hearing you clearly.
Oh, wow. Boy, why are we having audio problems tonight all the night? Are you hearing me better? Are you hearing me any? Oh, I think we lost her again there. But we have a select time to keep upload some good music that we didn't have on the board. Let's take Mr. Okay, let's
When the lion roars, when the lion roars, oh, jungle trembles. I know, jungle trembles. Yeah, everyone is gonna love this. You'll never forget this. The lion heart giving you niceness, and I guarantee you happiness. Hey, everyone is gonna love it. Choo-choo. You'll never forget that. The lion heart giving you niceness, and I guarantee you happiness. Sharon, oh, she just loved this song so wild. Trevor shouting his neighbors, hey friends, turn on your radio. Or is again the lion heart come with a wicked thing. It's a long time I haven't felt such music of today. Everyone is gonna love this. Choo-choo, you will never forget this. The lion heart giving you niceness, and I guarantee you happiness. Hey, sometimes when I say these things, you may be reluctant to believe, but because you're a DJ, just love this jungle with you. And take the lead. If a slap me, take your try, come get your real name, make him bleed. No doctor will give him hope, I'm a brain name rage. I would just sit on a puta to put him in a bridge. Then slap me, DJ, and then stop like parade. Oh, Jaja, give me understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. Do me faith, do me love, and give me strong, strong courage. Boom! Everyone is gonna love this. You will never forget this. The lion heart giving you niceness, and I guarantee you happiness. Everyone is gonna love this. Choo-choo, you will never forget this. The lion heart giving you niceness, and I guarantee you happiness. Some say they're my cat heart, yes. Some say they're my dog heart. But while the lions are here to play their part, you better make sure you have a different road to walk.
Oh.
Everyone is gonna love this. You will never forget this. The lion heart giving you niceness, and I guarantee you happiness. The lion heart, this is no dog or talk. Lion heart, come and the niceness. Niceness you're getting, cause the niceness you want away. Rock the old and the infant. If a dog or just we cripple that instant. Watch this! No make them pass on their dirty remarks. I'm going stop them from talk. I'll make them start talk. Yes, me know them call a phone dog.
So
like a whole truck, I'm going put them to park off. Everybody's gonna love this. You will never forget this. The lion heart giving you niceness, and I guarantee you happiness.
All right. Here are you doing a lot. We have 1,000 people trying to get in. As we speak, we have a lot of drawing of calls, but don't just know where you are. You know, things are going. We will be able to navigate through this. Don't worry yourself at all. We are about a big change now. Our sister Love is the wonderful one of Mr. Garnet still. Is that Garnet? He's here with us. Shortly. I think we get one word now. Big love to Mr. Aaron Stiller, who is here with us now. I'm entering the room and or an echo. It's a whole lot of things but all of them, you know, that's one that we have to say. What a big love to Mr. Ruler. I call it the side work. He's here trying to discuss PAX1.org. The room, PAX1.org. What we're doing to help us in scholarship. We did it last year. This year we bring scholarship. We still need help. And you can help us in order to get scholarship in America to the kids there. Really need help. On the ground as you speak. We had a very special request yesterday. There is a young man up in the hills where he's from, and for whatever reason, I can never ever remember the name just right off the bat. Up in the goodness, Lord. This is a young man up in the hills. There in really trouble part of Jamaica, and he is trying to go to school to have an exam today, and not to do so. We got to attend him last night. This wonderful listener chime in 2550, and we have about $150. We get about $100 to make exam fees. So if anybody's there to help us on that, please. So if you'd like to help young men, use CRIDEARRIOW@gmail.com, and this is a PayPal account. Okay. Oh my goodness, I even got to say at the same time. My asking is all tonight. So here is a young man over there in the emergency fund, and so far we've got $150 to go. So if that was able to help all of you have, it is big. On that Thursday, we're into Eric Tribune Radio, and a lot of folks over at you're probably from Jamaica.com. We were able to give David City Bay School $50,000 toward business. So thank you so much, all of you being able to help out. And we really love this, really, really serve it. So the children as well. 6 hours of great show. We got 6 hours, 30 minutes of this show, but we have another 3 hours to link up with make again on the other half of our show. So make sure those of you who did not get a chance to listen to the first half, you get a chance on the next 3 hours, starting at 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. All right? I want to say big love to Operation Reggaeton in Chile, called linking us up from Chile. I know that you guys are having a big show over there, so you know, we're looking for you. Big love to Sunny Rain, my producer, who produced most of these shows, getting together all of these great musicians. Big love to you. And I want to say a big bump of joy to Lady V. Lady V, a big bundle of joy to Lady V and Naftali. I should say that. Lady V, a big bundle of joy. Thank you so much for the big love. We love you, love you, love you, love you. Sick of me, I love you, time. Just keep yourself quiet. It's a classic sketch. You're on the mic. You're on the mic. Is this Lavi? Oh. Or is this Aaron? Are you able to hear us?
Hello.
Yes, Lavi.
Yes,
you're back on the mic. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you a little bit better now. I wasn't hearing nothing at all.
Wow. Let me tell you, it's too much strong positive vibration here. You know, we can knock out all of this.
I can't only imagine for you.
Yes, we have thousands of people, you know, linking in. And, you know, when you have too much, you know, the pop stuff going on, big thing, everybody linking. We're linking now from Chile. We're in London, we're in Australia, we're in China. Over there in China again. Thank you so much for joining us and making such an absolutely great celebration. Okay, my sister, we are trying as we speak, and believe you me, this month is tasking. The thing is catching up with me. Because I am doing 50 million thousand things at the same time. And I'm serious.
I can imagine. Are
we going to try to get up on the board? Is there another little one there who is ready to talk to us?
Yes. Actually, it's an older one than the one you just spoke to. The one you spoke to is the last one. It's actually my last one.
Okay.
Hold on a second for me. Hold on a second for me.
Yes, hello?
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're just absolutely bathing in the energy of your dad. Thank you for sharing with us.
No, thank you. I really appreciate this and everything.
Wow. So, tell us. I mean, you had an opportunity to be with your dad. How was the time you spent with him? You know, describe what it is like to have been the child of famous, a little bit more than famous dad. You know,
describing it from a foreign perspective is a little different from being somebody who would be considered to be on the inside. Like for example, my father died when I was 4 going on 5. So it's like I remember like simple stuff, like you get me? But I mean, it's an honor to have a father who is respected by people and held in high esteem and whatnot, but at the same time, it's just my father, and in a way, it's just a pretty ordinary but wonderful thing to me.
Wow. That is so beautiful. I don't understand. I can understand. And what you just said is that, you know, my heart goes out to my sister, Lovey, you know, having, you know, a husband with young children, and just think about my mom, and she had to raise the small kids.
I'm losing you. I can't hear you so clearly.
Are you able to hear me any better?
Yes.
Okay.
I
heard you spoke about the age you lost your dad, I said, remember my mom. And, you know, I can imagine it's a real struggle at the time for, you know, for a young woman to be, you know, having such small children and to kind of navigate herself.
Definitely.
Around after a while, you know, it has to be a tough one.
Definitely, you know, and that's why, you know, many people, including myself, have such high respect for my mother, because, you know, she's really been through a lot, and she really kept everything together.
Wow, for a big man to be saying that, wow, I love it, really, really love it. I want to try and see if I can get your little G, I call him little G, track on, I hope he don't mind, his track out. Let's take a listen to this one.
Okay.
Look to the east, I'm coming up a black king. Kingly character. One low brother man say Rasta. Who goes? It must be Jada. Thank goodness I don't have to wonder. I know who he is forever. Christ is kingly character. Christ is kingly character. Christ is kingly character. Christ is kingly character. His foundation is in the holy mountain. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of the Almighty. He's a living legend of this Iowa, conquering land of the tribe of Judah. Christ is kingly character. Christ is kingly character. Christ is kingly character. Christ is kingly character. Truth and hide it. Many feel the vibes and try to avoid it. But the truth must be revealed. I know my God is real.
Christ is kingly character. Christ is kingly character. Christ is kingly character.
Christ is kingly character. All right. Hello, we're back here.
Hello.
Okay, we're back on. We're just trying to get. I'm sorry about that. That wasn't the track we want to play, but we are gonna try and get it. This show will be off in about less than 20 minutes, but we're going to be doing another big 3 hours. We're doing 6 hours today, just purely love for, you know, the spiritual man, Mr. Garnet Silk, the silky voice of the man himself. And, of course, here is the son of Mr. Garnet Silk. Yeah, tell us a little bit more of what you remember about Dad.
Simple things like whether it be eating dinner or, you know, him beating me because I did or said something rude or something like that. Like really simple stuff. Driving with him, you know. I vaguely remember where we used to live in Kingston when he was alive. I think there's like a section in the house for rehearsals or something. Like mm-hmm. I said, kind of vague, but I kind of remember that room as well, and like the drummers in there and him in there practicing, kind of rehearsing and stuff.
Wow. Now you grew up, I mean, at least you spent a good 4 years, 5 years listening to the sound and the rhythm of the drums and music around you. And you also are involved in music. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Actually, I do music. I write reggae, R&B, hip-hop. But personally, though, I've been doing hip hop since I was 12 years old. I've been doing hip hop for a little while now, you know, and I actually have a camp or a group, you know what I mean, like a rap collective, you know, and we kind of strive to be like the first Jamaican rap collective to really make hip hop a concrete part of Jamaican culture, or at least accepted. You know,
okay.
To be someone, you know, something like that.
Okay. And you have done? Have you done any recording? What are you doing? Are you doing studio work now? Tell us a little bit of what's going on with you.
I've done a lot of recording. I've done collaborations with a few reggae artists as well. Some of those projects are still incomplete. Haven't actually been released as yet, but I recently worked with Bushman and Fly. So that was great, actually. You know what I mean? It's kind of a nice crossover where the beat is very rootsish, and like, you know, Bushman did his thing, and I did my thing, and it really came together. You know what I mean? It came together well. Actually sent it to you. So
yeah. We're looking at trying to pull it up now.
Okay.
Hopefully that we'll get it. And you say, so how was that collaboration from? Well, your dad, you know how he started out, and Uncle Aaron says, well, you know, he didn't think that the rap thing was his, but that's how he got his foot in the door, so to speak, and then eventually found his place or his niche. I mean, you think about. Is that the same thing that's happening to you right now?
No, I don't think I'm going to. Let me ask you. Are you asking if I'm probably going through a phase or something, or like, or just a stepping stone kind of?
No, I mean, is this where you feel comfortable with, or can we expect here something different later on from you, or you just? You're not able to say yet.
No, I mean, I'm definitely comfortable where I am now. Like you, I'm getting. I mean, people always feel the pressure, and like people always saying, you know, you should be doing this or should be doing that. But I'm a creative person since birth. I really believe in music, and
If you ask me, music does not discriminate. There's no boundaries to it. I'm getting the music is a universal language. So when I was 8 years old, hip-hop was what spoke to me, and I don't really have any apologies about it. I'm getting me? Hip-hop really kept me sane through most of my life, and really, hip-hop is what raised me. Later on, like when I was a teenager, I grew closer to the whole reggae aspect of the music. You know what I mean? And I started to experiment some more. You know what I mean? Which is what led to the collaboration with Bushman.
Okay.
I actually did a project with Marta Griffiths years ago. Peter Morgan, like a few.
Wow! So how is hip hop received in Jamaica? Because normally you talk about hip hop, and that is not necessarily a music. Although you know, I personally think the whole hip hop really came from Jamaica in the days when you have what we call them again? When you have men like my brain is not working tonight.
You're making a reference to the whole party scene that kind of influenced and gave birth to the whole hip hop thing.
Yeah,
one of those people who were behind it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I personally think hip hop. You know, we say, boy, hip hop is not native to Jamaica, but when you think about the Ika Mouse and all those guys when they were doing their thing, I mean, goodness Lord, that I think was hip hop music, in a way.
Maybe
a little bit different, but the same way that was the root when we were doing in Jamaica. I mean, 70s, late 70s, early 80s music. That's where I think hip hop grew out of. You know, this is what I personally think. Maybe somebody can.
No. It's a known fact. So you actually hitting the nail on the head. It's a known fact. It's not really. It's not really a sketchy story or uncertain thing. That is very true. It came from the whole party scene, where you have like DJs at the party. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Doing stuff similar to what Elephant Man and these people do, like when they probably have a dance or something and they kind of command the crowd and so on. That's what hip-hop came out of.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Wow. How is that? And you're being a young man now. One of the things that we kind of, you know, more mature folks like myself maybe think that in a little way we a lot of us are kind of disappointed with a lot of the younger musician what the way the music is coming out, in particularly not too wonderful when it comes on to you know, women, in a lot of ways. I am not, maybe for young folk it would kind of be a little bit different, and maybe we were doing crazy things when we were younger too as well, that our parents certainly usually go haywire over. But what do you think about the music compared to the music that your dad sing? What do you look at when you hear or you have your iPod or on the radio? I mean, is this music consistent with the kind of music that would really make us reflect and give us the goose bumps and give us the spiritual connect that your dad left with us?
I mean, to me, that's a very delicate situation because definitely not. The music nowadays, like, I mean, it's not a secret. So it's like it's a lot more diluted and watered down and just, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not really as genuine. The music industry has become so much more business than talent that it's even difficult to even blame some of the artists these days because they're basically just working with what they're given. Because, I mean, The music grew, and then the business interest grew with the music, and then the music just it's not up to the artist alone anymore. It's a whole body of people who is directing it. So it's like it's a very delicate situation to me. So it's like it's not as spiritual and not as uplifting, but at the same time, there's many different sciences and politics that come into play. So it's a very, you know what I mean, very touchy subject.
And I see you don't want to get involved with politics here, and I don't blame at all. But in overall, in general, do you think this coming out of Jamaica now will last like your dad music? Just seems like he's here with us, just out of the studio and bring this kind of me. Do you see the same kind of longevity in the music that is coming out now?
Repeat that, please. I couldn't hear you.
I say overall now, do you see that the music coming out of Jamaica will have that longevity that your dad's music? Because, I mean, you're here. Why are you laughing so big?
Because that's question. Oh, boy, I was just speaking about that earlier. Definitely not. If I'm going to be honest, I mean, it's not even just the whole Jamaican scene, though. I mean, music in general, like, I don't know, like, something just kind of missing. And I think the thing that is to be blamed is that whole, is this the industrial growth of the music. It kind of outgrew the whole artistic aspect of it. You get me? It's not a matter of what you feel and what you want to say again. It's how much money can you make? Where's the money? The money. Where's the money? Blah blah blah. You get me? So that just kind of stifled the music, right. And people know you have a lot of kids coming up who love music and love to probably do this kind of music that he loves to do, but because of the business part of it, if he doesn't, compromise and make changes or whatever. It's going to, you know what I mean, it's going to be pretty bad for him business wise.
But here again, your dad, I mean, his music is going to be here and probably getting more popular as generation coming down. I'm sure somebody who is doing a little bubble gums, or if it's referred to as that, it's a matter of chewing out the sugar if there's a little sugar in there and just spit it out, and that is going to be lost. I mean, in the long term, music is not a short-term thing, you know. You have to have some longevity into this thing in order to see real money or have your place. The real artistic thing takes a little time to develop. And pretty soon, nobody will remember a Michael, the man, or whatever it is. Is it really worth it for you to just really have this little short-term career and nobody will remember you?
No, the compromising is not necessarily aiming towards a short-term short-term kind of career. It's just probably a kind of compromise that wouldn't have the artist representing himself how he initially intended. So it's not necessarily that he's aiming to die out in 2 years or 3 years. You get me? It's just that he probably has to make certain changes to his material and things that he addresses in his content and so on and so forth. But I'm absolutely right. There are some people who just focus on the short term thing, and that's because a lot of these people don't even love the music. They just want a quick change and just leave.
Yes. But what would that be doing? Because a lot of people rely. I have a young lady in California who is doing some great things with orphanage in Jamaica, and she felt obligated. She's never been to Jamaica before she started, but got involved in the Rasta and was like, you know what? The amount of inspiration that I got from Jamaica through reggae music, I have the obligation to make sure I started a foundation for Jamaica. and that is our foundation is Soul Adventure, and she's coming to Jamaica and with the connection with three of the children's home in Jamaica there in Lucy. This woman was not connected with the Aunt Four then, just felt that reggae music gave her so much that she had to do something for Jamaica. That's how let me tell you. I had her on my show. We interviewed her on Friday. Was it Friday night? Friday night. That she had a foundation that she had to set up for Jamaicans because of reggae music and the power and the inspiration she got out of it. I want to bless up yourself, Miss Rosa Ware, for your thing. So what I'm saying, reggae music for people is not just, we want to do the gyration thing, but we look to reggae music for inspiration, for spiritual connect. This is why your dad, Mr. Garnet Silk, is, we are doing, dedicating 6 hours to him today. And and you're talking about many other radio stations over the world is going to be doing the same thing. Come is Earth Day.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what I mean? I really appreciate that. You know what I mean? It's just a wonderful thing to see that, you know, in a music lived on. And, you know.
Well,
I really believed in what he was doing, and so it's a really good thing to see that people still appreciate his work and, you know, and really do something like this. Like, it really means a lot to me.
Absolutely, and we will continue to revere him for I guess as long as we are around here, because his music is always going to be with us. 876. We're going to be going off the show in about 3 minutes and then connect. It takes us about another 3-4 minutes to connect. So we are going to go to the 2 a.m. hours. I hope we will get some better connection in a while. 876, you're on the mic. Your mic is open.
Yes,
you are just making me so much fun today.
Fabian is so intelligent, man.
Yes, beautiful.
So intelligent.
Beautiful.
And I just wanted to make a reference on what, you know, on what he's saying, you know, because I always remember that it was in the heart of slackness. The Jamaican music that Dan came and changed it.
Wow.
You know, everything, the whole music was just, and everybody thought that was where Jamaican music was.
Yeah.
You know, at the heart of slackness. It was people like Yellow Man and certain people and other people, Cutty Ranks. Those were the people who was on top at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being in the studio with Garnet and being going to producers with Garnet, who's telling that the songs that he's singing can't make it.
Wow.
You know, I remember one of the biggest producers in Jamaica said it to me, and I can say it on air, Donovan Germain. I heard Germain tell Garnet that too, and Garnet proved everyone wrong. He came and he changed the whole music.
Wow.
You know, he changed. He was like, and everybody just gravitate towards the spiritual culture of reggae music. You know, that's the power that he had. That's the energy that transcends from God itself. You know, he had that. That's why I said he was a breath of fresh air, passed through to remind the people of righteousness.
Wow.
Because Garnet's career wasn't a long stretch. He came to the front in 91, and then 92, 93,
And 93, he did not perform. He was off the scene in 93, did not perform. And 94, he came back. And that's the same year that he that he passed. The same year that he tried. You know, so Garnet's career was shortly. But the impact that he made in that short time to change everything and everybody who did not believe that reggae music could be and could be there. The melody that he came with, you know, the whole different sound, the voice, he had everyone listening. You know, he had everybody. He just win the heart of everyone. and just blew them away. But and what Fabian is saying now is that, you know, music has changed again, you know, to a different level. And what I call the fast food, we call it the fast food music, you know, the same bubblegum thing that you talk about is fast food, the hustling, you know, which most of the youth are in. And a lot of people don't know how to market real, authentic music, and that's why they drift. Because the producers, most of the producers that are coming into the business don't understand the music, and they don't take time to research and to learn about the music. They don't appreciate the layers of soul, the people before who have put down the real thing. They don't rate, they don't give them that rating. They feel that they can come with something better. And that is where the confusion starts. We have these producers coming now and doing all the stuff and misleading the youth from the real authentic, you know, the sound of what. You go to Europe right now.
Hold on, Aaron. We are going to be connecting with the other 3 hours. We're in this, and the folks in the chat room would not be hearing anything, and I don't want them go away. So
okay,
I'm going to drop off, and you can connect back, and you guys can connect back. So we'll have everything ready and set up in about 2 minutes.
Yes,
okay,
yes, okay,
signing off right now to part one of the Garnet Silk Celebration. We are going to be connecting to part two in just 5 minutes or so. So thank you so much for those who are listening and those who are going to be able to stay with us. Make sure you hang on with us if you're on the phone line. You're going to be disconnected, and we will be calling in a couple of minutes for part two of this show. I want to thank everybody who has been instrumental in getting this together, and we have a lot more to do in about 5 minutes. Make sure you keep right here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a